Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Our website is believe.love, and you can subscribe on iTunes, believeiTunes.com. Of course, find us on YouTube at youtube.com/believeLovesYou. And please email me with any questions, any way I can help, believe@believe.love. That's our email, believe@believe.love. It's been a really exciting time here. We're going to help you to achieve success, true success. And we're going to also talk about a little bit of money and business. And of course, on our show, you can find out about world news, the positive side of world news, along with our universe and health and wellness. So we really cover a wide spectrum of things, I believe. And I think that that's why, you know, we really had a great response. And I can tell you that our company Love, L-O-V-E exclamation mark, is really, really growing. I'm so excited. I am honored by all the great people involved. We have a studio now we've built in Miami Beach, Florida. Of course, we're a media company. Also, we have yoga. We have yoga down here. So if you're in Miami Beach at any time, look us up. WeAreLove.love is the website. WeAreLove.love is the website. And we're opening very soon this Thursday coming up. So it's really, really exciting. I'm so honored by all the amazing people involved. We have, I think, 17 or 18 staff and teachers now. And it's really, really happened so quickly. In the past month or two, I can't believe it. I'm so honored. And I'm honored to be with you wherever you are. I really am. Because I want to help you. I want to help you to succeed. I will say it every day that it's my mission and it's a great honor if I can help you to succeed. And I'm going to talk about true success now. And this does relate to money and business, but in category of true success, what is true success? We look at our world right now, there's so much going on. There's so much that can make us question ourselves. And the biggest thing, one of the biggest things I've seen when thinking about myself and also taking a look at everybody else and what we all go through as people, it's just the simple idea of we have to allow ourselves to succeed. We have to allow ourselves to be confident. Because honestly, I don't think it's really about getting a list of exactly what to do in order to achieve your goals. If somebody gives you that list, when you actually get it and when it's happening, honestly, with all the crazy things that can happen in this world, you might actually get that list and think, I don't know if this is real. I don't even know if I should believe this. This is telling me exactly what I need to do. And you could sit there and start to question that. I know I have. I've specifically looked at things and I've started wondering, now I have everything I want. Is this real? And you can start doubting yourself and you can doubt it as well. You can doubt that these good things are meant for you, that you're worthy of these good things and that you deserve this. And you do. So I'm here to tell you, you do deserve it. You do deserve it. And when I say that to you, I'm literally saying it to myself. Because I have great, great blessings and changes going on with this company and for you, whoever you are watching. There's not a ton of people watching yet. We'd love to reach millions and millions of people. And you can help that by spreading the links. That's all you have to do. It's free. Spread the links. If this is the kind of message you want, it's not about if you like me or if I'm the right person, because there's going to be more people than just me involved. And you're involved, whoever you are. But if you like positivity, if you want to find harmony, if you want to bridge the gap between spirituality and the tough realities of our world, the really, really tough things. I'm talking about the darkest of things. If you want to bring light to those things and try to harmonize yourself, because it's a reflection of us. We might not exactly do those dark things, but honestly, it's all of our responsibility, right? And so all you have to do is share our website, believe.love, subscribe, get involved, leave comments, email us, believe@believe.love. And I really am actually excited to grow this company, come out with better videos. We're going to hopefully do an event here in Miami where we bring together a lot of really important people from all over the world to talk about this stuff in a very real way about how we can advance our society. And it's an honor to have great people now working with us at our company. Honestly, that's why I think it can actually be successful. I'm more confident now, but I'm going to tell you, along the lines of this topic with true success, that we have to allow ourselves to be confident, feel successful. I had to make this video, just to be honest, in this audio, this podcast. Of course, believeiTunes.com goes right to iTunes. You can subscribe. I had to actually make it for myself as well, because I can't believe how good things are going, and I am so thankful for all the people working with us now, working for our company, that it's almost like I'm doubting everything. You know, and I want to tell you that a neuroscientist told me once, she told me that there's a part of our brain, and I think the informal name is the reptilian brain, or something like that, and the reptile brain or something along those lines. And basically, our brains have a mechanism where, because of the fight or flight response, they actually prevent us from changing, even if it's for our own good. It's sort of like something built into our brains that keep us the way we are to protect us, essentially. But it can also kind of mess with us. Like when we start to do good, when we start to make changes, that part of our brain can fire and can actually prevent us from continuing to make the good changes we need to make for ourselves. And we can start doubting everything. Like, is this real? Am I supposed to be feeling good? Am I supposed to be this happy? I haven't been happy like this in a decade. I haven't had great, people I really get along with for a decade. Am I going to be a good person to them? Am I going to succeed? Am I going to finally make a lot of money if that's what you want to do? Am I finally going to be in love? Am I finally going to, do I deserve this? No, this can't be right. I need to start doubting it. You know, and it's built into our brains. It's literally built into your brain. So I think the first thing to do when that happens is to love it. So I have to say to myself, you know what? Hey, I've been through a lot, man. I've been through a lot. I put myself through a lot. I'm just telling you the truth out there. I mean, I have been lonely. I was in feeling alone for years. I mean, feeling like I didn't want to deal with anybody or anything. Just feeling so angry, that how the world was, and just, angry at myself for not being patient with people and really taking things out on. Sometimes I couldn't control it, just really not being patient. And, I might have business-wise had some success and then had some tough times and then had more success. And I just had a certain, I grew up with a certain filter. We all do. I grew up with football coaches, right? And they were very no-nonsense. And that was what success was, people that were no-nonsense and really, really tough. And when I saw that the world doesn't work that way, that people it's kind of a free-for-all sometimes, even with big businesses, people paying on time and doing what they say, I mean, it made me crazy. The only thing I can compare it to is like if you watch the movie Jobs with Ashton Kutcher. If you watch the movie Jobs, I mean, Steve Jobs, and I mentioned this on the show previously, he went crazy in his 20s. And it made me feel a little bit better. And then he found peace. And I told a couple people today, Jenna and Carla, that if it weren't for my anger, I wouldn't have opened this studio, which is a yoga studio. And we're also going to shoot some shows there, some shows for our network, Believe, and probably a couple other networks, one for women and one for men, Grand Ascent and DivineMen.com. We're going to revive those. They've gotten millions of visitors in the past. We're going to revive those and create some really cool apps and some video content, especially for you guys, for both men and women. And we're going to continue to grow Believe. So that wouldn't exist if it weren't for my anger. So some of these things, and I've mentioned this before, are a blessing. Some of the things we think are absolutely horrible, they are actually a blessing. And so I have to say to myself, you know what? It's okay if I feel crazy that, you know, I have these good people and that I don't know if I'm going to handle it properly. And it's okay if I doubt myself because, you know what? I did it a lot. I doubted myself a lot, even as much success as I may have had, whatever people define that as, because success is subjective. You can do anything and say you're successful. It's actually what you think. It has nothing to do with what I think is success. How, do you feel successful? If you do, congratulations, you're successful. You can make yourself successful right now. Just decide you are. Right? You know, they don't even teach you how to make money in school. So if you go to a great university, I did, but ultimately, I didn't learn how to make money at all at that university. So is that success? What is success? Who's inventing what success is? You invent it. It's all inside of you. So I have to say, and you can say to yourself too, you know what? If I start doubting things, hey, it's okay, man. It's okay. Because that's just part of growing if you start doubting things. It's part of growing to understand that you may doubt these things. You may doubt yourself. And it's part of coming out of it. There's a process. I don't know that anybody just woke up one day, and some of us can, maybe especially men, maybe women too, but men sometimes just do things quite logically and cut and dry a little bit more, I'd say, than women, which I don't know if it's good or bad. It just seems to be that way. So you just wake up one day and you're deciding you're perfect and that's what, you know, you're going to be. I don't know that that's that easy. There's a process and it can even be in a spiral formation. Can even be in a helix formation like DNA. And we're all a part of that. We're all a part of that formation in terms of humanity. We're a part of a bigger thing, a bigger DNA strand of some sort, a bigger picture there. So we just have to remember that we have to cut ourselves some slack, that it's okay if you feel like you're resisting the good because it's understandable. You've gone through what you've gone through. You've seen what you've seen, and I'm with you. I am with you. I am here living on this planet to help you. I'll say it a million times. I'll say it a million times. I don't care how many people are watching or listening. I will keep saying it to more and more people that I live to make you feel like you are a success, whatever that means to you. That is my mission. And I am confident in that. So the next step is, after you give yourself some slack and say, hey, it's okay if I feel like I'm doubting myself. The second thing is, Know what you know and be confident in what you know. Whatever you are confident in, be more confident in that. And for me, I could say, I can help you succeed. I can lead. I know that I can do it. I know I can do it. I know that things will work out in this case. And there are certain things that you know that will work out too. And you get that feeling. You know, you get that feeling. It's a really authentic, deep feeling that you don't even have to try. And you finally find something like that, that you know it's just going to work. And it may take a while. I'm 36. It's, you know, I've put myself through the ringer trying to figure things out. And we still have a lot of work to do. Not only with this show, Believe. And I've been on a lot of shows. We've interviewed great people. You know, we have 10, 15 interviews with people that have been on national TV all over. I've been on some very large shows. I think our interview on Entrepreneurs on Fire, which I think it's 10 million downloads a month or something. I was on that show. I was honored to be on John Lee Dumas's show, Entrepreneurs on Fire. It's a podcast. You can catch us on that show. Catch me on that show. I think it comes out March 24th, 2017. And so I think things are going to go better, but I really think that's possible because of the great people that we have. So the second step is be confident in what you're confident in. Be more confident. Believe in yourself even more in those areas that you're sure about. You know, the low-hanging fruit. And I forget that. I'm literally reminding myself as I shoot this episode. I'm reminding myself what to do. Honestly, I recorded this episode. I know some steps. Sometimes things just come out of me as I start to think about it. But honestly, I know this can help you, and I'm doing it for me as well. And we have to be confident in what we're confident in. Get the low-hanging fruit. If you're sure that you're a great driver, then be a great driver and be confident and more confident in that. So at first, cut yourself some slack for change, and then have those small victories in terms of your confidence. Allow yourself then, in step three, the next step, allow yourself to succeed. Allow yourself to really finally make it so that you feel comfortable doing whatever you've never imagined possible or what you've been waiting for years. Just make yourself comfortable with that feeling. Feel it really in your soul. You know, in The Secret, everybody's seen The Secret, the movie, and then there was the book, The Secret. But they talk about vision boards, you know, having a vision board with the law of attraction, and you put what you want on your vision board, some pictures. But the key element they tell you in The Secret is to feel the feelings of when you'll have that. And I don't know that I've done that all that much specifically. Sometimes we watch things and we don't actually do it, even though it will work. Because there's so many good things coming at us all the time, right? But ultimately, it's very similar to what I'm saying. Whether you feel the feelings that you'll have, which I do think is great advice, by the way, or you just simply get comfortable with the idea that as it's happening, as you've worked so hard and you've taken your chances and you can finally see things to work, start working, just be comfortable with the idea that it can actually get better. And, you know, you'll feel that feeling of fear, maybe, and doubt, or wondering if it's real, or, you know, that's part of it. That's part of the success. You know, because we can all feel the feelings of it being good. And that's good. That's fine. I'm not sure how realistic that is, that you're only going to feel those feelings. The truth is, if you've had to bust your butt for 10 to 15 years to make something happen, and you've gone through trials and tribulations that most of us go through, success can be really tough, whatever you decide it is. To finally get there, it can be tough. I'm here to tell you that it's no joke. And when it starts to go well, you damn well better be sure it might feel a little weird. And that's part of the success, is that it will feel weird. It might feel strange to be successful, to accomplish what you've always wanted. You're gonna feel like, is this real? So, you know, when you're thinking about that, when you're thinking about how it's gonna feel, hey, you know what? You might have some butterflies. That may be part of it. And the more you think about those butterflies coming out, the less they might shock you. You might be able to harmonize that energy and harmonize those feelings in yourself. So by the time that it's happening more and more, you know it, you feel it, you're aware, and it just opens right up. It opens right up. And I'm going to tell you that those feelings of tension, there are actually probably, some physicists have said, black holes, little tiny black holes all around us. What are black holes? Well, in a way, they could possibly be portals of some sort. And this is going to sound kind of wild, but my personal experience is that these black holes and these portals can actually open. And this tension, when you explore it, and I have to do the same thing as I talk about this, I can feel that strong, shaky energy. You know, that weird energy that I would love not to have. You know, it's a shaking, sort of like a, almost, I mean, just an excitement, but kind of a, man, I'd love to just be calm all the time, right? But when I start thinking about, you know, the new office, I've got people there, I'm getting comfortable with humanity again, dealing with just, I'm so honored, but still, you know, it's that trust, trusting the world, trusting myself. And, you know, it can make us shaky when you're starting to trust things and really get used to success, whatever you think success is. For me, it's just being thankful for good people that happen to believe in something I might believe in, right? So, you know, honestly, when you explore those feelings of tension and you really relax and you let that feeling open up, you let it open up, and actually, wherever it is, like for me right now, it'd be on my arms, around my arms. You can feel it in yourself. Don't act like you can't. You can. You know where it is. Just feel where there's tension whenever you think about something. And hopefully there's none. But when you if you feel that tension, you just focus on it. Set your attention on it. You know how to do that. Just set your attention on that. And let that open up. And it's sort of like when you first relax a muscle. Like I could relax my upper back right now, right? So at first you notice, hey, that was tense. Like, why am I even holding it that tight? And then it kind of relaxes. And the same can be said for that tension inside of you. The tension that can be the greatest gift. It can be possible that there are energetic messages or other things that will come through only when you explore that tension inside of you. And success is one of the things that could bring that. And if you have that tension, there could be other reasons for it that are not just what we would think on Earth. This is not the whole ball game here on Earth. I think everybody's aware of that now. A table is 99.999% empty space. It's not solid. It's almost, I mean, it's basically the opposite of solid. 99.999% empty space. Empty space, not water. Solid objects are pretty much not solid at all. There's just so much going on. Time is not real. It's a relative. It's maybe a fluid, like space-time. It can be bent. We're not living in what we think we're living in. We are because we're going through an experience now, and we use these things as tools, and we wanted to probably come here to experience this randomness. But this is not the whole story. And, you know, we've been taught that because we do have to live by time right now. It's going. But this is not who we are. We're not just our bodies. So, and there are, the University of Southampton in the UK did a study on near-death experiences. Thousands of people could see hospital rooms and everything else minutes after their heart and their brain stopped. So the doctor said, we can't explain that thousands of times. So you're not just your body. So what are you? So there's a lot of things that are possible. I don't know all of them, but I do know that there's a lot that we know that there's a lot that's possible, and things are not as they seem. They are, though, at the same time. I'm very into reality. Still got to pay bills. I still got to wake up at certain times, show up at things. Technically, if I moved certain places, I could pay a lot less bills, a lot less. And I've done that before, you know. I've gone different places, but just get used to that vibration that you will have after you harmonize those fears or that tension. And after you open up, where's that going to lead you? And when you do open up and you get comfortable and you have that success, just know that you are good enough for it. You deserve to feel the best possible case for you. You deserve that. You deserve that. It doesn't matter how many times I say that. I could say it 50 times. Do you think you deserve it? Do you think that you deserve success? Do you think you deserve in your life the best possible scenario? So I want you to say right now, wherever you are, I deserve the best possible case scenario for me. And I'm going to say it for myself. I, Nicholas Upchurch, I raise one of my hands or something. I like take an oath, right? I, Nicholas Upchurch, deserve the best possible outcome that I could have in this life. I do deserve it. I would welcome it and be honored by it. And you just replace your name. Plug your name in there. You, beautiful, believe listener, say right now, if you'd like, I deserve the best possible outcome for my life. I'd be honored by it. And I'd be so grateful. And I do deserve it. I want it. And I would be happy to have it. I want it all. I want to feel fulfilled, right? I want to feel like I've achieved and learn from those tough things. I want to feel like I understand how to work with the things we can't control. Oh my gosh, can you believe these things? These random things in the world, right? I want to learn to love what I thought I should hate. I want to learn to believe in myself that when things are going good, they can stay that way. Things can go better. And I'm going to tell you something right now along these lines. There are things that are not logical that can help you to feel this way. There are things that you wouldn't believe are real. There's a Sensor 5 pendant. Sensor V, like the Roman numeral 5, pendant by Dr. Patrick Flanagan. And if you go on eBay, I've got my computer right now, but you go to eBay.com and you just type in Flanagan Sensor. So Flanagan space sensor, Sensor. You'll see some for auction on eBay, right? eBay.com. You'll see some being auctioned off. Some of the old Sensor ones, because he had the Sensor 2 in 1976. Now, this guy wrote the book Pyramid Power. It sold like 5 million copies or something. I mean, this guy wrote was a major author, and he's a genius as a child. He was in Life magazine in the 1950s. I'm going to tell you something. Dr. Patrick Flanagan is one of the most valuable people in the world. It's 2:22 right now. You ever hear of synchronicity? I just randomly looked at the clock, and it's 2:22. So this is probably important, what I'm saying. So Dr. Patrick Flanagan is probably one of the most unknown people, that is one of the most brilliant people in the world. You can check out his interviews on Gaia.com, where he's interviewed, Gaia.com, G-A-I-A.com. It's a media network, and I love Gaia. So the Sensor 2 is not here for auction. You'll see a Sensor 5 maybe for auction on eBay, but you also see this one company in Mexico. I love Mexico. So you'll see this company selling it. Here's for $24.99. Patrick Flanagan Cosmic Sensor Flat Pyramid Meta Yantra Pranic Device. Orgone. Orgone Energy is also very, it can be life-changing. O-R-G-O-N-E. And I tell you what, this Qigong teacher, Q-I-G-O-N-G, for anybody who hasn't heard of Qigong, I must have, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I went to this Qigong class, which is Chinese sort of energy medicine and energy work. And this guy mentioned orgone energy, and it harmonizes EMF waves, which are like cell phone waves and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but I'm not going to do that. Like, I don't need that. I have my cell phone on me. Nothing's happened to me. I must have done that about almost every important thing in my life. I mean, you could be, listen, if you're here right now watching this video, you could be like, yeah, I listened to this guy on this couch and he's talking about, you know, all kinds of things, black holes and whatever I'm talking about. And you'd be like, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. Most of everything that's very valuable in my life, I've resisted at first. Ayahuasca, I'm like, eh, that's great. It worked for somebody, but I'm not going to be interested in that. Well, 4 years later, it's one of the most life-changing things I've ever encountered. Orgone energy, these little pyramids, orgonite, O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E. You can get these pyramids on Etsy.com. E-T-S-Y.com. This sensor thing I'm telling you about, even this $24.99 one, because I've actually got one of those from Mexico. I also got the $500 Sensor 5 or $500 or $600. It's life-changing. Life-changing. Along with the magnesium supplement. It's basically like this. There are things you can do with yoga and breathing and things that are very valuable in addition. And then in sort of, it's like manually doing it. It's almost like washing a car by hand or going through a car wash. Okay? So you can wash a car by hand. Like, you can do different things that are also useful that for me would have made me peaceful and believe in myself and everything else for like one day, right? And I would have had to do it every day. There's other things I'm finding that work with that, because it's not like I've been perfect since I've seen these things, but it's a combination effort. Technology, which is pyramid technology, you know, pyramid means fire in the middle, energy in the middle. That's all sacred geometry does. And actually, I guess cones like teepees can even keep that energy in the middle as well. And some of these devices by Dr. Patrick Flanagan, and then he worked with this company in Mexico on eBay called Meta Yantra. So that's Metayantra. I mean, it doesn't even make sense why this works, but either does a lot of things like cell phones, you know. A lot of things don't make sense why they work, right? So these things are just really, really amazing. They can harmonize things just by existing because of the nature of sacred geometry and pyramid energy and the way that energy is shaped by certain forms of geometry. And it's in nature all over the place. Spirals and different things. If you watch a sacred geometry movie by Spirit Science, you can see what I'm talking about. It's all over the place. We just don't think about it. So I really wanted to share that with you. So those are the three steps. I want you to believe you can succeed. And that is my goal for you.